At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
You know, we talk a lot in superlatives in sport. It is one of the things that really limits commentary around the game a lot. But I think the more superlatives you use today to describe what we saw at the MCG on Sunday, the more justice you'd be doing to describe it. Because at the end of the day, Virat Kohli pulled out a rabbit out of the hat that we've not seen in a very, very long time from the master. It was a quick reminder of what this man can do with the cricket bat in his hand and the tenacity in his heart, the cricket wit in his brain and the brawn in all of him. Virat Kohli is undoubtedly the greatest of all time in white ball cricket, and he has shown us why he is called that. So let's talk a little bit about the game as well, apart from talking and obsessing about Virat Kohli, which I think all of us are going to do this Diwali. Undoubtedly, this is one of the best Diwali presents that this nation has received in a very, very long time. India's win over Pakistan in this episode of the podcast. It feels like an age ago, doesn't it, that Rohit Sharma won the toss and decided to bowl first. We all thought it was a good toss to win. The conditions above were overcast, but it feels like a long time ago because the knock by Virat Kohli has occupied everybody's imagination at this point of time. But let's take a quick look back at this game chronologically and see what went in India's favor and what did not. I think to start off with, definitely the toss did played a very important role. Winning the toss in those conditions, I think, took the pressure off India. If we had to come out to bat under those conditions with Shaheen, Harris and the other Pakistani bowlers operating, we would have been in a spot of bother. So I think winning the toss was brilliant, but what followed was extraordinary. Getting Babar Azam on ball one, Ashdeep Singh was magnificent. Ashdeep Singh, I called him Ashdeep Seam because maybe it's quite deserving of that. Really, really good seam presentation. Really, really good line and lengths from Ashdeep. But I think Bhuvneshwar Kumar set the tone at the top. The way he beat Rizwan with the new ball was absolutely magnificent. I think a couple of opportunities that we missed in the field as well really did take the total to where it was for Pakistan. But I think overall, a very interesting start to the power play. India dominant throughout, in fact, in the first 10 overs. And then the game shifts after Iftikhar comes in to bat at two down. And you notice after the power, after the drinks break, is when Pakistan starts shifting gears. Iftikhar comes in and he targets Akshar Patel, tonks him for 20 runs. And if you look at the other end, when India were batting and they were four down, it was that particular over versus the left-armer that India targeted as well. So after the drinks break is when both teams cut loose and a lot began. So it's pretty much a game of the second halves, this one, when India take on Pakistan. And that happens quite a bit, doesn't it? Now, let's stick to the chronological order that we spoke about a little earlier. In comes Iftikhar and he takes on the onus of scoring the runs by Shan Masood Parks himself at the other end, which was important at that point of time. At one point, Pakistan were 91 for 2 and now we've begun to worry. We're wondering what is happening, where are the wickets going to come from? And then the wickets start tumbling. Hardik Pandya picks up 2 in one over. In fact, 3 wickets fall for in the space of 7 runs, and then again Pakistan are struggling. But then Shan Masood takes over. And I think this is when you start seeing why Shan Masood is rated highly by Pakistan. Batted well in pressure situations. Knew whom to target. And then, of course, he was helped a little by Shaheen Afridi's hitting at the end. So Pakistan mustered up 159. Where does this leave India now? India, if you ask me, India would have taken 159 to chase. If you had asked them prior to the game starting, they would have said, listen, we'll take it. 159 is not a problem. But then once you get off to that start that we did in the power play, losing KL Rahul early on, then Rohit Sharma falls, which I think was a bit of a loose shot. Virat Kohli comes in, looks good. Surya Kumar Yadav, a couple of really good shots, falls. And then once the Akshar Patel experiment fails, you're in a spot of bother. You're wondering what's going to happen now. But then the partnership begins to grow from 46-47 for four after the end of the 10 overs to then begin accelerating from there was absolutely phenomenal. I think a bit of a worry with regards to Hardik Pandya's injury. Hopefully he's all right. Was a bit emotional in the post-match presser and understandably so. But I reckon he played a very, very important role. I think he was the initial aggressor when they took on Nawaz. But then he sort of, I think, lost touch, lost timing. Maybe the occasion got to him. Maybe it was the injury. We don't know. But guess who it did not get to? It did not get to Virat Kohli. His incredible innings began from the 11th to the 12th over, if you look at it that way. He came in nice and early in the power play, but then he had to buy his time from the third over till about the 10th or the 11th over, built his innings in that way, and then on went on to accelerate. And if you look at his numbers, he has scored at a good strike rate. So it's quite extraordinary. He then goes on to start targeting a few bowlers. He looks at Shaheen Shah Afridi, a few boundaries of Shaheen. He struggled versus Harris Roff initially, despite the two sixes that we will come to a little later. But then realized that there were a few gaps that he could plug in. Played very well with the field. I think he played a few over cover, played a few over fine leg when the fielder came up, hit it in the gap between square leg and deep mid wicket. Right in the gap, there was one six that he pulled off. I think it was versus Naseem or Shaheen, one of them. So played the field incredibly well, Virat Kohli. And he likes doing that in Australia. He knows the gaps are available for him. And he'll get good value for shots if he places it in the gap and has enough power to back it, which is obviously a product of his fitness, which we saw as well. So he goes on to build. But then again, when you're at the 17th over mark, you're wondering again if this game is slipping away. A few shots again to get things going. Once Hardik Pandya falls, you're in a spot of bother again, right? This is when the ebbs and flows of the competition came up and the climax, the absolute climax of this game really came to fruition. It's like watching a thriller which builds up till the very end and then all of it starts moving and the secrets begin to flow. The protagonist starts showing up. The antagonist shows his face as well. And then there's a showdown. And that showdown was very much so in the 19th over when Harris Roff and Virat Kohli squared off. And I absolutely have to give it to Virat Kohli for getting those two sixes from 28 needed of 8 to then giving India a chance with those two incredible sixes. The first six that Virat hit of Harris Roff, he realized that Harris is going to bowl into his body because the sweeper on the offside was called in, and Babar put the long on fielder on the fence. So he realized that there is protection in the deep, which means that the ball's going to come into his body and pretty much is going to be on his leg side. So he backs away and he does not pull it, but he hits it down the ground with almost a straight bat, which I think was an absolutely incredible shot. Early call for shot of the tournament, early call for six of the tournament. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And then the next ball, he realizes that Harris could be under pressure, and for all he knows, he could stay on the leg side. He was ready, and then he hits it over fine leg. So absolutely exemplary batting, and that leaves you with 16 runs from the final over. Babar has no option but to go with his left-arm spinner. And then you still don't really, win the game right away. It goes right up to the last ball. I think Ravichandran Ashwin kept his cool. He really, really did. Dinesh Karthik looked like he was a little nervous, got out, and then we were in a spot of bother. But this is where the extra batter comes in handy, because if you had not played Ravichandran Ashwin and you had played Yuzvendra Chahal in that position, no disrespect to Yuzi, but you would have seen Bhuvneshwar Kumar coming out to bat. And Bhuvi does have the ability to bat, But Ravi Ashwin is as close to being an all-rounder as anyone can be. And to have Ashwin in that place at that time with the cool mind that he is was down to playing Ravichandran Ashwin over Yuzvendra Chahal. This is where the smaller decisions that you make as a team, as a captain, as a coach, all of these things come into play. And I think kudos to Rohit Sharma and Rahul Dravid for doing the right thing. We might see Chahal come into the fray heading into the World Cup later, but I think playing Ashwin on the night was still the right move, and it paid off in the end. All in all, at the end of it, Virat Kohli walked around in disbelief, had tears in his eyes. Hardik Pandya had tears in his eyes later in the interview that he gave post the game. But I think overall, this is a game to remember for the ages. It's a game that you will tell your children, and your children will tell your grandchildren. They'll rewatch footage. So maybe your stories might not be as important, but giving a personal account of where you were and how it affected you and how it uplifted your Diwali evening will be a story for generations to come. And the protagonist of that, the man who lit the diya on Deepavali for India, is Virat Kohli. Congratulations, King Kohli. You were absolutely incredible. You've shown not just us, but also to yourself what you're capable of. And I think so many times in life, it is us that we have to talk to. It is us that we have to go back to. It is us that we have to speak to. It is us that we have to prove to. And I think that gives you the satisfaction that you need in life. And I think you've achieved that. It was visible, from your expressions in the post-match. I hope you continue to build on this. I definitely foresee a big chunk of runs coming from your blade, and we cannot wait for it. This is going to be an incredible competition. India are definitely in the ascendancy. Some good run of fixtures to come. Of course, you've got one of the associates to follow, after which you have South Africa and then a few more associate games. India, I think, are on their way to being through to the semis. Pakistan will have to have their work cut out to ensure that they do. But all in all, I think this World Cup has been given the best possible start, courtesy of Virat Kohli, Hardik Pandya, Ashdeep Singh, Bhuvneshwar Kumar. Absolutely incredible. Ravichandran Ashwin as well. Brilliant. All right. I've run out of words to say. If you like this video and if you like this episode, please make sure you hit the right buttons to never miss another episode of the Indian Cricket Podcast. A lot of our thoughts are going to come to you during the World Cup, sometimes solo like this, sometimes with people all the way from Australia and elsewhere in the country, because this sport brings all of us together no matter what day it is. Cheers. The Indian Cricket Podcast is produced and presented by Bilgi Media, a new age video and podcast company. You can find the video versions of these conversations and live cricket analysis on match day mornings on my YouTube channel. So go ahead and do the jam. You can support our content as well by getting onto our Patreon account. Link is in all of my Linktree bios everywhere. So go ahead and you can support us. Thank you for coming, and keep coming.